بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد الحمد لله tonight is the 19th of October in the year 2020 and alhamdulillah we spent a few sessions discussing the important subject of death and also the worldly life. And the last report I mentioned in Daylami in his Musnad al-Firdaus 1-285, our beloved messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, death is the resurrection. Those whoever dies, his resurrection has arrived. Death is the resurrection. Those whoever dies, his resurrection has arrived. Meaning that it does not matter when the official day of judgment will strike. Your day of judgment has struck when you die. So in reality, Qiyamah could be a moment away for this. But people, which is interesting, they're obsessed about the official day of judgment. And most of us will miss this. So the Prophet was highlighting here, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is death. Death is far more important for you to comprehend. And this is why the famous hadith in Ibn Majah, the authentic, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was at a grave that had freshly been dug. And he was looking into it and he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prepare for a day like this. The most intelligent of you are those who remember and prepare for death the hardest. The most intelligent of you are those who prepare and remember death the hardest. So here the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying that this is the most intelligent person, i.e. the one who remembers and prepares for death, i.e. with earnestness. So this is again the reality with regards to preparation. Then there comes the awesome day of judgment, about which the hardships would be so intense that our beloved messenger said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and there will be others quite submerged in it. And he, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, put his hand upon his head and then said like this, and there will be others quite submerged in it. And he put his hand upon his head and then said like this. This is in Hakim in his Mustadrak 4-571, Ibn Hibban, Abu Ya'la in his Musnad, Al-Haythami in Majma' al-Zawa'i 10-335, Imam Ghazali in his Ihya in the chapter on Dhikr al-Mawt, Remembrance of Death, page 181 of the New English Translation. So this is part of the report. What was the Prophet referring to, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He was referring to the sweat that would be emitting or coming out of the people's bodies. And in the famous reports in the Sahih, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the sweat would go to the ankles, to the waist. But in this report, the Prophet added a dimension, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He goes, others will be drowning in their sweat. And he highlighted by putting his hand over his head, meaning that you will be drowning in your sweat. So think about that. How long can you submerge your head in water? And then a person dies. After a few minutes, you know, he can't get his breath. He drowns. There's no death. So if a person is standing on the plane of resurrection for 50,000 years, and he has to stand for it for thousands of years submerged in sweat, can one comprehend this? And this is even before he's accounted. Think about that. So, why did the Prophet mention that, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He's mentioning that this is the day of resurrection. This is the plane. In Surah Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the heavens will change into another heavens, and the earth will change into another earth. And the authorities say that the earth will become flat. Right? So now the earth is spherical, is round. But on the day of judgment, the earth will become flat. And this is very important because obviously they actually believed that the earth was flat. But obviously the Quran and Sunnah was indicating that it's not flat because it's going to change to an earth that is flat. So think about that. The earth isn't going to be round. These are misconceptions. The earth's going to be flat. What will the earth be made of? It'll be made of white, like silver. And the sun will come within a mile or 10 miles. Why is the earth silver? And why is there no mountains, trees, or any normal things you'd expect on the earth? Why is it completely flat? Because it's the courtroom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's his courtroom. He's going to judge you on this earth. Think about that. You sin on this earth, you do good deeds on the earth. People forget to mention you may be judged on this earth as well. And you'll be sweating. Why will you not die? Because death is gone. Your body will be able to take the intense heat of the sun, but it'll be sweating. And you'll be waiting for your accounts. And imagine being submerged in sweat. The scholars also highlight that how is it possible for the sweat to vary? If the earth is flat, the water or the sweat should also be the same level. So how is it possible for the sweat to be ankle level for some people, waist level for others, neck level, and even some submerged? And the scholars point out that we don't use physics on the Day of Judgment. But one of the scholars did highlight, he said, how did Allah the Almighty and Glorious make 12 paths for the Bani Israel when they were crossing the sea? Right? So if you look at the paths, what's keeping the water up when they're traveling through the path? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's easy for him. So the Day of Judgment, this is something to reflect upon. Why do people sweat more than others? It's due to sin. The least sin, the less sweat. The more sin, the more sweat. If you sin in abundance, you may literally be drowning on the Day of Judgment, but there's no death. Imam Ghazali added to this hadith, rahmatullah alayh, in his Ihya, in the chapter on Dhikr al-Maut, Remembrance of Death, page 181 of the New English Translation. So quote, ponder then, O unfortunate one, the perspiration of the concourse's people and the intensity of their suffering. For they would literally be drowning in their sweat, but death would be nowhere in sight. Thus there will be some amongst them who will inevitably cry out, O my Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me release from this suffering and this anticipation, even if it should be in hell. Astaghfirullah. This is recorded in Tabarani in his Kabir, Abu Ya'la in his Musnad, Al-Haythami in Majma Az-Zawa'i 10-336. Then Imam Ghazali said, all this shall take place even though they have as yet received neither judgment nor chastisement. You are to be one of them. And one cannot tell how high the perspiration shall be in your case. So let's look at this. So this is a quote from Hujjat al-Islam, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayh. He goes, reflect upon this. How bad would the situation get? Think about this. What would possibly make you utter this dua? Oh my Lord, release me from this, throw me into hell. Would anything on the earth make you utter that dua? Impossible, right? He said, forget that. You can torture me as much as you want. I'm never going to utter that. Because we know what hell is. But the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the situation will be so grave that some of them will say this in desperation. So who are the ones who are saying that? It's probably the ones drowning in their sweat. Because they're constantly feeling the pain of death. Imagine for thousands of years. How long can you take it? So they're saying, Ya Allah, throw us into hell. At least put us out of this misery. And then the Prophet, Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, said, this is before they even judged. So it's not the case that they've come forward, they've judged, they condemned. This is just the standing before judgment. And they're uttering this. And then Imam Ghazali, rahmatullah alayhi, said, you are to be one of them. And one cannot tell how high the perspiration shall be in your case. Think about that. How, you know, if it's below your neck, at least you're not drowning. But you don't want to be sweating on that day. You want to be in the shade. Right? Imagine only some people in the shade, eating and drinking. Other people drowning in their sweat on this flat earth. Right? So look at the contrast between the two. And this is before judgment has even started. Astaghfirullah. Shade thus would be of the most importance on that awesome day. So what gives you shade on the awesome day of resurrection? From the various reports, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the Quran. The Quran will give you shade. The more you're connected, the more the Quran will shade you. The second thing mentioned in the hadith is sadaqah. Sadaqah will give you shade. So look how interesting. This is before judgment. You're not even rewarded for the sadaqah, but these benefits given. The more sadaqah, the more you'll be in the shade. Then of course there's the famous categories, the just ruler, the one who remembers Allah Ta'ala in solitude and he sheds tears. The one who gives sadaqah one hand and he can't tell which hand he's given it. The one who loves the masjid, comes to the masjid, he yearns to be back in the masjid, etc., etc. They are categories. But these are the ones you should strive for. The other thing which is very important about the day of resurrection is that there's a currency. There's actually something that you can pay things. That currency is good deeds. Everything stops. The euro, the dollar, the pound, whatever is gone. The only thing that will help you on that day, the currency, is good deeds. And tomorrow I'll mention a hadith with regards to what sort of deeds, how do they help you on that day. So I'll mention that tomorrow. Right? And you'll realize that the deeds, you need to know what deeds to do before, you know, preparing for that day. With regards to the day of judgment, it is sufficient to mention the importance of that awesome day, that we have the following 32 names given to it by no other than our loving Lord, Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, in His glorious book. Think about that. Allah the Almighty and Glorious, He's given the day of judgment 32 names in the Quran. Does that mean it's important? Imagine somebody says to you, the Arabs, they were fond of this. If something was important to them, like they used to like to drink alcohol, they had hundreds of names for it. Why? Because it was important to them. Women, hundreds of names. In Islam, that tradition continued, but they put it into the good. What has Allah the Almighty and Glorious given 32 names to in the Quran? And there's others, but 32 they haven't differed over. And each name is qati. Qati means that one name is now part of your aqidah. Every name is mutawatir. So can there be any doubt about the day of judgment? Think about that. If somebody says to you, day of judgment, I've got a doubt about it. If Allah Ta'ala gave you one name for it, there can be no doubt. If He gave you two names, three names, 32. So let's look at these 32 names. How was Allah the Almighty and Glorious described the Day of Judgment? So the first, Yawmuddin, the day of requital, recompense. So famously, it's in Surah Al-Fatiha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, Maliki Yawmuddin, the master of the day of requital or recompense. Is mentioned in other verses as well. In Surah Al-Infitar, Surah 82, verse 17, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا يَوْمُ الدِّينِ, and what have you made out what the day of requital recompense is? So Allah ta'ala is asking a question to us. He goes, do you know what Yawm al-Din is? So when He asks you that question, what does that mean? It means you better be sharp. You better be alert to what He's telling you. He doesn't mention this often in the Quran. Wama adraka. Right? That means he's stressing something. So, for instance, Wama adraka ma yawmuddin. Do you know what the day of requital recompense is? And then it goes on to mention the description. So, why is it called yawmuddin? Deen means requital and recompense. It means if you've done good, you're going to get the recompense. If you've done evil, you're going to get your comeuppances. It also is derived from the word dain. Dain in Arabic means debt. It's the day when debts fall due. Think about that. Any debt you've done to anybody and you haven't paid it, it's too late. You're not standing on the courtroom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should know that in his courtroom, everybody is naked. So why is everybody naked on the day of judgment? The reason is Allah ta'ala is not showing impartiality. He's the perfect judge. He will only clothe you to honor you. If somebody's already honored like the prophets and messengers, alayhi salatu wasalam. Hazrat Aisha asked, radiyallahu anha, won't men and women be looking at each other, Ya Rasulullah? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the day is too serious for that. Think about that. If somebody says to you, now standing for the Lord, there's naked men and women walking about. Even if you've gone through tremendous calamities, wouldn't you still be shocked? Imagine somebody goes, your mom's died, your dad's died, family's died, house has collapsed, everything's gone out, and you've got cancer, and you've got 2 days to live. He takes you outside, there's naked men and women. Would you still recognize them? Of course you would. You'd be in shock, but you'd think, well, what's happening here? Therefore, you cannot put dunya into the day of judgment. Imagine, people are naked, you don't even register they're there. You're that petrified. Yawmuddin, and we at least mention this 17 times a day in Fatiha. Why is Allah Ta'ala put that in Fatiha? So you should think about that. The second name, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Yawm al-Akhir, the last day. Where is this mentioned? In Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 2, verse 8, Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. Amanna billahi wa bil yawm al-Akhir. We believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the last day. It's mentioned in a few verses. Why is it called Yawm al-Akhir? Because there is no night that comes after the day of judgment. The last night you will see is when you drop dead. After that, there's no night. Kiss night goodbye. Think about that. Some people will never see night again. They're in the graves. There's no night. Will be the day of judgment, and then that's it. Paradise or hell. So what does Allah Ta'ala call Qiyamah? Yawm al-Akhir, the last day. Not Laylul Akhir, the last night. Think about that. Also what's fascinating, the earth is going to be the courtroom of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sun is going to be used still. Now think about that. The sun is going to be used still as torture. Eventually the sun will be thrown into the fire of hell after it served its purpose. Subhanallah. The third name, Yawmul Qiyamah, the day of standing. Where is this mentioned? In Surah Al-Qiyamah, Surah 75 verse 1, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. La uksimu bi yawm al-qiyamah. I swear by the day of standing. Allah ta'ala swore a qasam. Now this is the hawla. This is probably the most famous name. And yet people translate it wrong. He goes, Qiyamat, Qiyamat, Qiyamat. And he goes, what is it? Day of judgment. No, brother. It's not day of judgment. Day of standing. Yawmuddin is the day of judgment. You know, it's the same thing, isn't it? No. Qiyamah is not judgment. Qiyamah is standing. Why is it called the day of standing? Think about that. Because you can't sit. Look at the torture that Allah Ta'ala is afflicting upon the creation. Those of you who stand up, who do job standing up, how much of a blessing is it for you to finally get a time just to sit down? You even hear people make that sound when they sit. They go, ooh, right? And he goes, oh, why is he making that sound for? Because he stood up for 3 hours. He goes, why has he made that sound? Imagine what sound he'd make after 50,000 years. Right? So why is Allah Ta'ala called? Because you should be thinking about this. But we're not reading Quran. Ramadan. See you next Ramadan. Right? Yawm al-Qiyamah, the day of standing. Sayyidina Umar, what did he say? Radiyallahu. Imam Suyuti in his Ad-Dur al-Mantur, 6-463. If anyone asks about the day of resurrection, let him read Surat Qiyamah. If anyone asks about the day of resurrection, let him read Surat Qiyamah. Have you obeyed Amir al-Mu'mineen? Do you love him? You love him, yeah. Act upon this then. Who's asked you about Day of Judgment? Have you told him to read Surah Al-Qiyamah? No. Love is obedience. Think about that. So what was Umar telling you to do? Study this surah. Allah Ta'ala called it Surah Al-Qiyamah. He sworn by it. And what's interesting about that surah? Allah Ta'ala gives you proofs of resurrection in that surah. Fingerprints. Banana, right? You know, when you eat kela, right? Banana. It'll bring you back from your fingerprints. Why is that in this surah? Umar told you, study this surah. Then it'll bring you back. What else is in this surah? The sun, the moon is moving away. وَخَسِفَ الْقَمَرُ وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ The moon is moving away 3 centimeters every year, I think, from the earth. Eventually, it will come under the gravitational pull of the sun. So when the sun's light hits the moon, the light will no longer be reflected on the earth. So Allah Ta'ala says in Surah Qiyamah, وَخَسِفَ الْقَمَرُ The moon will be concealed. It's moving away from you. وَجُمِعَ الشَّمْسُ وَالْقَمَرُ It will join the sun. Qiyamah. What did Umar tell you 1,400 years? Study this surah. How do you know about these scientific facts? And at the end of the surah, Allah Ta'ala tells you about embryology, which I won't bore you with. So Surah Qiyamah, the day of standing. Some people, they'll be sitting, Alhamdulillah. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, the just will be sitting on chairs of pearls. When I heard that hadith, I didn't appreciate it. Why? Because nobody's talking about Qiyamah. First thing that went through my head was, is that it? Sitting on a pearl, mashallah, pearl chair. Qiyamah, you fruitcake, nobody's sitting. If you to sit is an honor. Think about that, right? There'll be people sitting under the shade of the arsh. Why can't you sit? Because you haven't got control of your body. You lose complete control. Your body belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran goes, you'll just be staring and your heart will be in your throat, throbbing. You'll be staring in horror, thinking, what am I, what's happening? And your heart will be there on your throat if you're not drowning in your sweat. Right? You can't do anything. But Allah Ta'ala gives the command. So when you are called forward, you are brought forward with the command of Allah, so not your own will or volition. Yawm al-Qiyamah, the fourth name. Yawm al-Qadir. What does that mean? The mighty day. Where is that mentioned? Surah Hud, alayhi salatu wa salam, Surah 11, verse 3. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min shaitan rajim. وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ And if you turn away, then I fear for you the torment of a mighty day. Look at all these names Allah Ta'ala has given to Qiyamah, the day of judgment, the day of standing, the day of the mighty day. Who's called it a mighty day? Imagine, Yawmun Kabir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you turn away, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I fear for you, Adab, Yawmun Kabir, a punishment on a mighty day. What else is Allah Ta'ala called Kabir? Himself. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Allah Ta'ala is infinitely great. What else has he called Kabir? Right? You've got to look at the traditions. One of the things he's called Kabir is the day of resurrection. This is a mighty day. Now think about this. I've mentioned 4 verses so far. Is there any doubt about the day of judgment? People say, where's the proofs? You know, if you think about it, what a strange question. You want proof. When Rabbul Alameen mentioned it in the Quran, not in one place, he's mentioned it with names. But how tragic that people want proofs. Look how distant they're from the Quran. There's no doubt about the day of resurrection. Allah Ta'ala has spoken the truth. The fifth name, Yawmun Majmu'. Yawmun Majmu'. The day of gathering. Where is this mentioned? In Surah Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, Surah 11, verse 103. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس. This is the day when the whole of mankind will be gathered together. Subhanallah. ذلك يوم مجموع له الناس. This is the day when the whole of mankind will be gathered together. What does that mean? It means generations are finished. You're all now together. You've been gathered. So you imagine, all your children will be on the same gathering. All your fathers will be on the same gathering. Where has that ever happened before? Think about that. Everybody from Adam, alayhi salatu wasalam, till the last man or woman will be on that gathering, including the jinn. Allah Ta'ala says, this is Yawmun Majmu'h, the day of gathering. I'm going to gather you all. Look how strange that day is going to be. You know, because you can't think of that. Think of, am I seeing a person 10,000 years in history? Yes, he's with you. Am I seeing a person thousands of years into my future? They all gathered, every one of them. Somebody asked Sayyidina Ali, radiallahu anhu, he goes, how will Allah the Almighty and Glorious judge so many people? And it's true, you know, if you think, a good question. You know, possibly trillions of people, including the jinn. And Hazrat Ali gave such a beautiful answer, radiallahu anhu. He said, the one who gave them rizq will judge them. Because who gave them rizq? Charles Darwin, right? Who gave him rizq? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why are you finding it strange that he's going to judge you? He didn't forget you with your rizq. What did the Prophet ﷺ say? That the food that reaches you, it has your name written on it. Think about that. Look how interesting. Sometimes you get a drink, for example, and three or four people share that drink. Look how amazing that is. Why? Because it's got four names on it. It has to get to those four people. The same drink. So if Allah Ta'ala has put such a perfect system in place, can't he judge you? Very easy for him. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's mention one more name. Yawmun Mashhud. The day when all will be made present. When he said, Labbaik, I am present. Yawmun Mashhud. Where is this mentioned? Surah Hud. The same verse. Alayhi salatu wasalam. Surah 11, verse 103. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. وَذَٰلِكَ يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. And it is this day when all will be made present. You get this beautiful image, like you're in a class and you're being called. What do you say when the teacher calls your name? Present. Present. Labbaik. Saddaik. I am present. That's one of the names. يَوْمٌ مَشْهُودٌ. The day when all will be made present. So Allah Ta'ala is going to judge you. Now think about it. How frightening is it? People get stage fright. Forget about anything else. They call you to stage. The guy starts choking. Why? Because this is a natural, you know, people don't like to be singled out in front of masses of people. Even if they're going to get rewarded. People don't like it. They get embarrassed. What about the day of judgment? When you're naked, Allah Ta'ala calls you. Oh my God, imagine, right? You can't hide nothing from him. And he's called you. What are you going to say to him? Straight away you should say, Ya Allah, you know everything anyway. Why are you judging me? Whatever you do is just. But he's so merciful, he goes through everything with you. There's a verse in the Quran, in Surah Mujadila, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. يَوْمَ يَبْأَثُهُمُ اللَّهُ جَمِيعًا فَيُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا أَحْصَاهُ اللَّهُ وَنَسُوهُ وَاللَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٌ. Subhanallah. On the day when Allah Ta'ala will bring them back to life, He will inform them of their actions. They will have forgotten it. Allah Ta'ala has recorded it. He is ever present and He witnesses. Look at the hawla. Allah Ta'ala is telling you, you did this. You forgot. And you're not lying. Ya Allah, did I do that? There's the irony. The one who's judging you knows you better than yourself. So for instance, if I was to say to you, what deed did you do 25 years ago after Zohar? What are you asking me that for? I didn't go to spiritual. Well, let's try and work here. 1995 after Zohar. You got me there, right? Allah Ta'ala is telling you in the Quran. I'm telling you beforehand, you forgot. But then he says, I have recorded it. Meaning what? You're in trouble. That's how weak the son of the child of Adam is, alayhi salatu wasalam. That surah is fascinating, Surah Mujadila. Surah Mujadila, one of the virtues of that surah, which is very interesting, is Allah the Almighty and Glorious. It's the only surah of the Quran in which every verse, Allah the Almighty's name is mentioned. Not even Surah Ikhlas. Think about that. If somebody says to you, is there any chapter of the Quran where in every verse there's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name? So what is your instant reaction? Yes, Surah Ikhlas. No, it's not. Qul huwa Allahu ahad, yes. Allahu samad, yes. Lam yalid, gone. Even Surah Ikhlas doesn't have his name. It's actually quite a long surah. It's about 3 or 4 pages. This surah has got his name in every verse. Why is that? What verse did I just recite to you? Bole bale. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You forget. You don't even know why I've mentioned my name in this surah. They found out because this surah, every verse, Allah. There you go. You forget everything. Allah says, I know what's happening. This is why Abu Darda radiallahu anhu said in Abu Nu'aym al-Hilya, a good deed does not grow old, and a sin is never forgotten. Look how beautifully he described it. A good deed never grows old. Why? Because you might think, it was that long ago. Will I get rewarded for it? It never grows old. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly when you did it. And a sin never forgotten. Don't you think you got away with it? 40 years ago, who knows about it? Yeah, who knows about it? Allah Ta'ala knows about it. Right? So, Yawmum Mashhood, the day when everybody will be present. Mention one more blessing then. Yawmul Hasra. Yawmul Hasra, what does that mean? The day of regret and shame. Where is this mentioned? Surah Maryam, radiallahu anhu. Surah 19, verse 39. Allah the Almighty and Glorious says, A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. وَأَنذِرُهُمْ يَوْمَ الْحَسْرَةِ And warn them of the day of regret. Warn them of the day of regret and shame. This verse is the tafsir on this verse. Our beloved messenger recited this verse, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He mentioned then that death itself will be brought in the form of a white-colored ram and be slaughtered at the bridge of Sirat, upon which the joy of the inhabitants of paradise would know no bounds, and the grief of the people of hell would know no bounds. Refer to Sahih Bukhari, number 4730, Sahih Muslim, number 6827, Tirmidhi, number 3167, Ibn Majah, Ahmad, number 11066. So think about this. What does Allah the Almighty and Glorious, what's one of the names he gives to the Day of Judgment? Yawm al-Hasra. The day of shame, the day of regret. What does it mean? The Prophet himself explained, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that death is a creation. It's not a normal process. This is kufr, if you think this. Right? So if somebody goes, oh, he died, natural process, kufr. Death is not a natural process. Allah Ta'ala will death. Death will come in the form of a ram. Now look how interesting. The hadith goes, you're already in paradise and hell. You're already in paradise and hell. But an announcement is made, meaning everybody temporarily stops what they're doing. So the people of paradise, they get worried. Why? They're thinking, what's happened? And the people of hell, they're hoping, thinking, something, what's happening? And they are made to see the bridge of Sirat, or near the bridge of Sirat. And they see a white ram. They are then told, this white ram is death. And then it's slaughtered, meaning death has gone. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the people of paradise start celebrating, thinking no death. And the people of hell, khuda hafiz, because we're not going to get out of this place. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam recited this verse, warned them, wa anzirhum yawm al hasra, warned them of the day of regret and shame. So this is another name. So let's mention the names we've been through so far. Yawmuddin. The day of requital, recompense, the day that debts become due. Yawm al-akhir, the last day. Yawm al-qiyamah, the day of standing. Yawm al-kabir, the mighty day. Yawm al-majmu', the day of gathering. Yawm al-mashhud, the day when all will be made present. And Yawm al-hasra, the day of regret and shame. Every one of those names is qati, mutawatir, aqida. There is absolutely no doubt of the day of resurrection. If you think that, that's not kufr, that's unbelievable kufr. And yet, you get Muslims, and they get doubts, imagine, isn't it? Brother, my iman's weak, you know, they say. There's no doubt, brother. No doubt. Allah Ta'ala has spoken the truth. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. Just look at the way he's describing that day. And he's telling you about this. He's out of his mercy. Because this day is coming. Prepare yourselves for it. Why did the Prophet say to that man, what have you prepared for it? He was asking, when will it strike? The Prophet was asking, what have you prepared for it? Never mind, when it will strike? In Sahih Bukhari and Muslim. So all I mentioned today was basically talking about the awesome day of resurrection. And it's an article of Iman. Think about that. You know, if you ask a person, what are the articles of Iman? Do we know what the articles of Iman are? So what's the articles of Iman?
Paradise and hell.
Okay, let's go in order. Okay, English. English, right? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his angels, alayhi salatu wa salam.
The day of judgment, courts.
The books, good.
Prophets,
alayhi salatu wa salam.
Fate and predestination.
Day of judgment, paradise and hell, and fate. Right? Fate is mentioned at the end. What's one of the articles of Iman? Day of judgment. Why is it an article of Iman? Because it's qati, there's no doubt about it. Has anybody talked about the Day of Judgment? You know, you actually start asking these questions. You talk about it like, you know, yeah, it's Day of Judgment. Come out of grave and, you know, inshallah, I'll get to paradise. And then you think, brother, you missed out a big chunk of your Iman. And he goes, what do you mean? And when you actually start going through it, you're thinking, oh my God, do I have to go through that as well? Yes. Right, but alhamdulillah, we've still got time. You can prepare. And inshallah, I'll mention the other names, if you're still alive, the next few days. And as promised, I'll mention the deeds, the currency that will help you on that day, that awesome day, inshallah, if you're still alive. Are there any questions you'd like to ask? سبحان الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك واتوب الله من خير عليهم سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون السلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل اصل الانسان الذي خسر الذين امنوا وعملوا الصالحات ورواسل الحق ورواسل السبب سلام عليكم